Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
This is former NFL wide receiver Mark Clayton of the Baltimore Ravens and St. Louis Rams, and you're listening to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
Welcome to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. I'm your host, Kent Crippen, and I'm the founder and lead instructor at the Football Learning Academy, an online school teaching pro football history. To learn more about the FLA, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll also find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the FLA go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. If you like what you hear with this or any of our episodes, give us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast platform. It helps us grow our podcast so we can continue to bring quality content. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor for our show, email us at admin@football-learning-academy.com to talk about the various options available to you. Now on to our episode. Today's special guest is Dr. Jeff Donatello. Dr. Jeff is passionate about guiding people along life's journey by improving their health span and longevity. He does this through cutting-edge regenerative medicine, functional medicine, and stem cell therapies. Balancing life, family, and business are what truly have made him a success, as he and his wife Kelly are the co-owners of the Center for Well-Being with 3 locations north of Boston. An inspirational, entertaining speaker and author, he has filled up his 54 years on the planet with a relentless pursuit for new adventure and knowledge. In this episode, we talk about the various therapies that he offers and how those therapies help his patients. There are several current NFL players and former players who are clients of his, which is why we at the FLA wanted to feature his practice. Now let's get to our interview with Dr. Jeff Donatello. I'd like to welcome Dr. Jeff Donatello of the Center for Well-Being to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. How are you doing today, doctor?
Good to be here, Ken. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you being here. So as I had mentioned to you previously, one of the things that's important to us at the FLA is being able to help retired players, especially the ones that are really facing lots of mounting injuries and things like that. So talk to me how your practice works, and then we can kind of dive deeper into the therapies themselves.
Yeah, you know, my background is in chiropractic. I retired that license 7 years ago just because I was always interested in everything outside of that profession when it came to true healing. And the regenerative medicine world started to gain traction around 6 or 7 years ago. So we ended up bringing it into our practice, and we've had over 2,000 patients go through different types of regenerative biologics, all the way from stem cells down to purified amniotic fluid. And my background is in football. So I love to talk about that because I feel I lucked out. I was one of the first people when they started introducing AstroTurf to football stadiums. They took this nice grass area out, and it looked really excellent until you hit it with your head. And there was none of the padding that you have nowadays. The little small pieces of rubber, it was just hard turf. So I'm very, very thankful that I got through that without destroying my head. But if you are listening to this, and I know I'm a big podcaster, you're trying to evaluate, is this going to give me anything worthwhile? What we're going to talk about in the future here is what our practice does and how it can help heal you in ways you probably don't know exist yet, because it's changing rapidly.
What is it about this field of medicine that attracted you to it?
Well, I think when we actually can heal tissue, this is like cutting edge. I'm always interested in what's next. So I try to surround myself with people that are all based on doing what's best for the client and the patient. So if I can get somebody back on the field, and we work with a bunch of NFL players now, I can't say which ones, unfortunately, because everyone tries to keep their injuries quiet, as you know. But I will say that The players love the newer products because it doesn't create a pro-inflammatory response. We can talk about that later, meaning they can get back on the field very quickly. But there was a game about 4 or 5 months ago where the opposing quarterbacks both had the product that I use because I distribute it to their doctors individually. They were opposite sides of the field, and they both had the same product in them. And I know nobody, very few people knew that on the planet except me, that they were both using the purified amniotic fluid biologic that we use.
Now, you started mentioning it a little bit. So talk to me a little bit about the types of therapies that you do at your facilities.
Yeah, so when it comes to regenerative medicine, we do lots of things. We really, really target inflammation. So we have a big metabolic reset weight loss program where we stabilize people's insulin, get inflammation down, they drop weight very quickly. So for many people, they come in, we do consultations for the regenerative biologics. And the first thing we do is we say, you know what, we're not going to go and inject this into you. You're not going to spend all this money on yourself when you're inflamed. If you're a type 2 diabetic, we can reverse that quite frequently, even if you're insulin dependent. So we want to get insulin, we want to get inflammation down. And that's going to give you a better chance of getting joints and getting healthier with the biologic. So that's our first step with a lot of patients. Many of our patients have neuropathy. They come from all over the place to get different therapies that they can do at home to help that. And that's damage to the nerves, the peripheral nerves. But a big part of what we do is people that are 40, 45, 50, that have been damaged and now have chronic joints, knee, hip, back, neck, that just aren't getting better. And they've been told they have to look into something else other than surgery. And that's really what we concentrate on.
How do you go about evaluating patients to see if these therapies are right for them or which therapy is going to be right for them?
Yeah. So what a lot of times I will talk to them because we have people that fly in a lot. We do a phone consult and I actually speak with them on the phone to try to get an idea of what's going on. I will then have them, it's, you know, just like we're on Zoom right now. Sometimes we'll Zoom. But most of the time after the phone consult, I'll get a good sense if it's somebody I can help or not. And it really comes down to their desire, A, but B, are they physically someone that doesn't have a bunch of comorbidities, so a bunch of other pathologies. So what you're going to see nowadays, the number one reason people don't get results with stem cell therapy is the doctor that's taking them on. They're taking on patients that are too inflamed, that are sick already, and you have to look at that person as an individual to get that inflammation and get them unsick, all right, at first before we inject. So that's why working with NFL players and professional athletes, we have some UFC people. They do really well because these guys are like race cars, right? They're finely tuned, and all we got to do is just clean it up a little bit. But if somebody comes in with, you know, hemoglobin A1C, a type 2 diabetic, they're on 3 blood pressure meds, they're on cholesterol meds, that's more like a rusty dump truck. And we can't just fix a rusty dump truck from the 60s. We have to get to the root cause of that. And for many people, that's going to be physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. So we're talking food. We're food first. Food heals everything. I shouldn't say that. It doesn't always heal everything. It heals most things. We have results of people cleaning up multiple diseases, getting off medication just by changing the foods that they eat. Some of these foods have proteins in them that people react to and they're sensitive. So we have to test for that. Gluten, dairy, soy, all the majors. We've taken people off these protein laden foods that they react to and their eczema got better. Their joint pain got better. In fact, I have a great story, Ken, if you want to hear it. Sure. My job to talk, right? So this is a great
story. Right ahead.
Now, if you're listening, listen up if you're driving your car and you're bored, because this is something a lot of people don't know even exists. So we had a lady that was 310 pounds come in for our weight loss program. And this is years ago when I was evaluating people. I don't do that as much, but she was 310. And I did the exam on the second floor by mistake. And I felt so bad. The lady was hobbling up the steps. And I got to the top. She got to the top. I said, what's wrong? You don't look too good. She goes, I'm in agony. My knees are killing me. So the average person, and even me in my training way back when, would say, well, you have 310 pounds on those knees. That's a lot of force that's damaging your knees. But this is the trick to this whole thing. We put her on our metabolic weight loss program. She started to lose weight slowly. She lost 10 pounds in the first week, which happens for most people. But her inflammation went down. And I saw her in the office a week and a half later. And I said, well, you look like you're walking way better. And she started crying. She said, my knee pain is 90% better. So the moral of the story is this. It wasn't her, okay, it wasn't a physical force on her knees. It was a chemical force. It was an inflammation. It was her body trying to fight what she was eating and everything that was happening to her. So that lady, if we had injected her knees prior to changing her food, she wouldn't have gotten any results. And trust me, we did that. We went, our people that failed and they're paying a lot of money, almost all of them were inflamed. So we wanted to look at what she's eating and get insulin under control and get everything balanced. But almost as importantly, I mentioned before the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. We have health coaches. We have 10 different health coaches. They work with Zoom on most people, which is strange to me. People don't come into the office anymore. But what they look at is people's habits. And if you're going to keep weight off and be healthy long-term, it's not just about injecting stem cells or losing weight. It's understanding you as an individual, right? So if that patient isn't sleeping, then their body's under a lot of stress. And some of the studies show if you consistently sleep under 4 hours a night, you will develop type 2 diabetes. Your body gets scared. It gets in a fight or flight response and essentially doesn't know when its next meal is coming. So it converts everything to fat, belly fat. And belly fat is pro-inflammatory. So what happens is it secretes what's called a cytokine, which is a chemical messenger. So belly fat secretes, it's called interleukin-6, and it's a cytokine. And what happens is it creates an inflammatory response for your whole body. So we have this cyclic thing. So really what I'm talking about is you have to look at the whole person, and you have to look at the different stressors that person might have in their life and be able to talk to them. And that's the problem. Our insurance-based model right now allows for 7 minutes with each doctor. Seven. That's all they get, Ken. So they really can't spend the time. We're with people for 45 minutes because they're paying out of pocket, and it's a three-month process. And again, these are people that, not to confuse people, these are people that are in our metabolic reset weight loss program. A lot of them will go through that before they do the stem cell therapy.
I just want to reemphasize something that you had said, that, you know, it's not just injections, that you're looking at the body holistically in order to make sure that you are treating the entire body, not just, okay, we're going to inject where you've got some inflammation and then that's it. So I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we talk about that, you know, you don't just treat, you know, one thing that you see, you've got to treat everything.
Well, finally, people are starting to come around to this way of thinking. The problem is the economics, right? And the country right now is splitting between the haves and the have-nots. And it's really tough because you have to pay out of your pocket for a lot of these things. But if you're sitting there listening to this, you're driving your car, you can eat better. You can take steps to do these things that will decrease inflammation. Just eating real simple, cutting back your alcohol by 50% in a month is going to make a huge difference. Cutting bread out. If you were to cut, the average person cut bread out for a week. I mean, I'm the same way. I lose like 3 or 4 pounds. You can see it in my face when I've been eating a lot of bread. What do you think that does to the joints, Ken? Mm-hmm. I think if you were on the 50-yard line and you blew out your ligament in your ankle when you were 29, you ended your career, and that ankle is just swollen and the body's trying to lock it up with arthritis, which is inflammatory, and you're eating pro-inflammatory foods, you're putting fuel on that old ankle injury. So we want to make sure that people are aware of, A, what foods they're sensitive to, but also know that when it comes to the American diet, there's many things you can do, and it's really up to you as a human being to make those decisions. But I think the big ones are really going to be bread products and grain products, obviously sugar and alcohol. Those are the big ones that really mess up people, especially in our country. Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned two different types of treatments here. You've got stem cell treatments, you got amniotic fluid treatments. Talk to me about the differences between those two and when you would use one treatment over another.
Yeah, so a good question. So we, in the past, used what are called mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs. If people have been studying this, they've heard of that, and it came from, we've only used donor derived products. There are still doctors that may be listening to this that will take them out of you. It's called an autologous technique, and they'll take your own stem cells and spin them up and they're actually using your stem cells, which is a great way to do it if you're 25, 30, 35 years of age. The problem is if you're using a cellular product from you, when you start to get to be 40, 45, 50, 60, your cells have gone through senescence. And that means basically they've gone through an aging process and you're putting old cells back in. So does it work very well for people over 50, 55, 60, not compared to what we do, not even on the same ballpark? And the problem is the doctors that typically do that, the autologous, the older way of doing it, a lot of times they're billing insurance for part of that. And it's kind of a way that's shifting to what we would consider a new product. And let me just talk, not to confuse people, but there's an autologous way, taking them from yourselves. That's not many people are doing that doctor-wise anymore. They then went to the, it's all from a healthy baby, healthy mom, a donor-derived product that was cellular. And they took it from Wharton's jelly, from the umbilical cord. And again, no babies are harmed. And that's a cellular product. It's, those are MSCs. Those aren't even real stem cells. There's debate over that too. These are what activate your own stem cells and make your body heal quicker. But anyways, we use that for some time. And now the next generation, I feel, is using the amniotic fluid. So for those of you who have never seen a baby born or had a wife or someone near you that's lost their dropped their water right before they were born, the baby, that amniotic fluid protects the baby in utero to the point where the baby doesn't get mom's diseases. It's not only protected when the baby, when the mom falls, let's say she falls on the baby, there's fluid, there's a mechanical force in there. But in that amniotic fluid, this is the interesting part, are these little bubbles, and they're called microvesicles. They're a type of extracellular vesicle. These little bubbles, picture them as being really, really, really tiny. They're 1/1000th the size of a stem cell. And what they do is they activate your immune system and they help heal tissue and grow new, that has basically proteins that help grow new tissue. So they pull the amniotic fluid out right after birth, and it's sent to a third party. And then it's tested for disease the same way our blood supply is tested. And this is the whole trick. It goes back to a lab. And there's two problems with regenerative biologics in this country. Number one, doctors will take your money if you have a lot of inflammation. Like I mentioned before, we want to have the most anti-inflammatory things going on with that person before we inject. So we want to get a healthy patient if we can. And the other thing is the labs. So after 3 weeks, the product is cleaned up, picture fluids, right, little vials, then it's sent to a lab. And then from there, it's up to the doctor to do what he sees fit, or not necessarily the doctor, I should say the scientist. So we've had the same scientist for 7 years. The FDA has kind of clamped down on these labs because they know the doctors are still using their garages to make these products. They're buying things wholesale and it's not good. So what you want is you want to make sure that you have a doctor that has experience actually injecting it. You want to know where the lab is. You want to make sure that it's a legit lab. And really that comes from trust in your provider. So the reason we have people fly in from all over the place to see us is we've worked with so many people that have gotten great results as they refer other people. And there's a level of trust to do what we say we're going to do, which is why we've stuck with the same scientist, the same lab, and we're always looking at better products to help heal you.
You seeing any side effects from these treatments?
Yeah. So the great thing about this is what we put in you, these microvesicles, they are the same things you have already in you. You just don't have a lot of them. It's your body. There's no cells to them. So your body won't differentiate it, right? There's no DNA. All it does is activate your immune system. So as far as side effects, we really don't see anything. If you have a bad, you know, a dirty needle or a bad lab, that's when you have problems. But we are 2,000 patients in. We haven't seen anything other than if you get a really sick person whose immune system is suppressed, this will activate your immune system. And with about 1-2% of people, they may feel yucky for about a day. But other than that, with a cellular product, the Wharton's jelly product, the MSCs, we didn't want people to fly after because it was create inflammation. But the new product, literally, if you have a doctor that knows what they're doing, that's important. And I do want to talk about that because when it comes to the spine, if you guys are listening to this and you have back or neck pain, it's very important that you have someone that has a lot of experience and that's using a C-arm. To look or ultrasound to actually look when they're doing it. Because believe it or not, a lot of the docs now or the nurse practitioners will just inject it into your near your spine. Our doc is a pain management specialist. He has 30 years of working with steroids and nerve blocks. And he has a whole beautiful office set up where he's, you know, all masked in and scrubbed in. And he has visuals that he can get right exactly where he needs to in the spine. And the spine's a dangerous place if you don't know what you're doing. But this guy, this doctor we feel really good about it. And we would not, in our career, we would not inject areas in the spine or near the spine that we can now. We can actually get disc problems to heal up, which we weren't able to do before.
What type of success rates are you seeing with your patients?
Yeah, I would say 90% of our people get 60 to 80% improvement. And that's, you know, we'll let you know ahead of time what we think. I always say I used to have this beautiful crystal ball, but it broke. But literally we were about 80%. Now we're close to 90%. And I think that's because we're very picky who we take on. Most of the people we take on just have musculoskeletal problems, back, neck, hip, and whatever it is, joint. They aren't sick on top of that, you know? So if we're taking fairly healthy human beings and injecting their joint pain, we do really well.
Now, is this procedure and this treatment, is it widely known throughout NFL circles and retired player circles, or is this something that still needs more attention within those areas?
I think that you just saw my dog come in, right? I warned you, yep. She was going to come in. You noticed that. Yeah, it is not well known. And here's the problem. The dirty secret in the NFL and most teams is that it's pay per play when it comes to doctors. So the medical team, they basically are people that have paid money, and they're not always the most up on regenerative biologics is what it comes down to. The most orthopedists that run the team and the team doctors, it's this big thing of nobody wants to let anybody know they're hurt because their stock goes down. So their agents are the ones that find people like me. And it's a lot of this work is done in, you know, unfortunately we don't, but a lot of the work is done in hotel rooms, and you never know who's getting what. So it's just like secret of everyone's looking for an advantage, and unfortunately it keeps it quiet. And so you have to be in the right place at the right time to know what's what, because it's almost a secret club now, especially in the NFL.
Now, what are some of the up and coming technologies and therapies and stuff that you're seeing outside of what you're already doing that would be beneficial for athletes?
I'll tell you what, I just rolled my ankle on a mountain yesterday. I wasn't going to complain about it, but it's really bad. And it's as bad as it gets. I have a high ankle strain. What am I doing? I'm looking at laser treatments. Laser is going to be, I think, one of the better ways to go when it comes to healing acute injuries. When it comes to chronicity, and that most people, it's not the acute injuries. It's not like what I have going on now. It's the chronic injuries. I know that peptides are really, really important. I think that they're right now, the FDA has cracked down on 30 different peptides and made it basically very difficult to get for many people, which is super sad because peptides work really well. A BPC-157 is one that I've actually looked at very closely for myself. And so I think that peptides are going to be the first step for many people. If it's in their budget to do things like what we do, the biologics, the purified amniotic fluid, then that's going to be the place to go first if it's in your budget. But if your budget's tight, a peptide injection with the right knowledge into a chronic area can really help a lot.
Finally, how can people get in touch with you to learn more about what you do and maybe set up a consultation?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Centerforwell.com, CENTERFORWELL, centerforwell.com pretty much lays it all out for you. It's one of those things that you go to the website, if you get a good feel, give me a call. And, you know, a lot of times we can refer people to other parts around the country, but most people fly into Logan Airport in Boston, and that's the best way to find us.
Dr. Jeff, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for being here.
All right, Ken, I appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too. I hope that you enjoyed our episode with Dr. Jeff Donatello. Stay tuned to our social media channels to stay up to date on our episodes. You can find the links at the Football Learning Academy website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. If you like what you've heard with this or any of our episodes, give us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast platform. It helps us grow our podcast so that we can continue to bring you quality content. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor for our show, email us at admin@football-learning-academy.com to talk about the various options available to you. Thank you for listening to the official Football Learning Academy podcast.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
This is Mark Mortier, and if you're a sports history fan like me, tune in and hear me talk about some great sports moments of the past. Growing up during the 1970s, I got to watch some of the most iconic moments in sports history. Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in Game 7 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden as the fans erupted with a thunderous ovation. The 1980 Miracle on Ice, as Team USA defeated the powerful Soviet Union in the Olympics. Listen every Tuesday on Yesterday Sports.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.